It's Friday, August 13th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The FDA is moving to authorize booster shots for those that are immunocompromised. This would be a shift in the American vaccination strategy as the Delta variant surges across the country, and other countries have also approved boosters. Studies have shown that a third vaccine dose can trigger a more robust immune response than those with weaker immune systems. John Rockoff, health business editor at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me on, Oscar.
Wanted to talk about the move by the FDA. It looks like they're moving forward with the decision to authorize a booster shot for those that are immunocompromised. For a while, we had been hearing that, you know, those that have had transplants, certain cancer medications, people that take medications to suppress their immune system, were not getting the full effects of the vaccine. They weren't developing antibodies as the general population was. So now we're seeing a move to provide booster shots for them, a move that other countries have already done as well. So John, tell us a little bit more about this.
That's right. I mean, the whole point of the vaccination campaign is to protect individuals and their friends and families and other folks against COVID-19, right? And the vaccines work by mobilizing your immune defenses against the coronavirus. But it turns out the vaccines don't work very well in people with weak immune systems. Even if they get the two doses of the Pfizer or the Moderna shots, they don't get the same level of protection a healthy person like you or I get. So a lot of doctors and public health experts and health authorities have been talking about whether we should give these folks with these weaker immune systems another dose to try and get them to the kind of protection that healthy folks get. And it's taken a while, but from what we are hearing, the FDA is expected to move soon to authorize this extra dose for these immunocompromised people.
Right now, about 2.7% of Americans are immunocompromised. As I said, people that have gotten transplants, some that live with HIV, cancer treatments, all that stuff. But tell me a little bit about some of the data that we've been seeing, because there have been some studies showing that, you know, some people aren't producing the antibodies, but then that third shot really does help kick their immune system into gear.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we can sort of assess how well the vaccines are protecting people by measuring the immune response to the vaccine. And one of the measures that we use is the level of antibodies and specifically neutralizing antibodies that get produced after you're vaccinated. I mean, the immune system is really complicated and it involves more than just the antibodies, but that's a pretty good indication of how well the vaccines work. And what studies have found is that the antibody levels generated by the two doses of these Pfizer and Moderna vaccines aren't as high in people who have weak immune systems as they are in people who are healthy and have healthy immune systems. And what some studies have shown, and what we had heard, was the FDA was very keen on a study that Moderna did looking at what kind of impact a third dose of the Moderna vaccine had on immunocompromised people. What that and some other studies found was that if you give folks who have weak immune systems this third dose, they're actually getting much better antibody levels and therefore, we think, protection against severe COVID. And everybody wants that, especially for immunocompromised people, because they are especially vulnerable to severe COVID and to transmitting the disease to other folks, including household contacts.
You mentioned that some of the studies that we're looking at were from Moderna. Do we know if that's where the booster shots are going to be coming from, Pfizer and Moderna? You know, I know Johnson & Johnson has had their kind of whole other roller coaster going on with their vaccine, but it seems that it's going to be these mRNA vaccines that are going to be providing the boosters.
You're totally right, Oscar. I mean, we'll have to wait and see what the FDA actually decides. But what we're hearing is that the agency would authorize giving a third dose of one of the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine or the Moderna vaccine, to folks. Now, Johnson & Johnson, unlike the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, that's just one dose. And Johnson & Johnson is conducting a study to look at what kind of impact it would have on the antibody and other immune response levels if folks got a second dose. And Johnson & Johnson has indicated that they might have that data later this month.
And all of this is, you know, we're still waiting, too, for the FDA to grant full approval to the Pfizer vaccine. You know, a lot of people have said that a lot of stuff is going to change. We'll see more mandates, things like that. And even for doctors at that point, I know Pfizer and Moderna are asking for booster shots for normal people as well. So things are going to start changing a lot on all of that front once we get full approval for these vaccines.
That's right. Yeah, Oscar, you're totally right on. And something I wanted to mention is that this might be the start of some serious change in our vaccination strategy and how public health thinks about vaccination. At the start of this year, we were just thankful to have vaccines, and we thought if we could get people fully vaccinated, if folks could get the two doses of the messenger RNA vaccines or one dose of the J&J vaccine, that would hold us firm. And what this pandemic and the Delta variant in particular have shown is that it really isn't enough, especially because not enough people got vaccinated. And so we're seeing this shift now where we're contemplating adding on a booster shot, not just for immunocompromised people, but for perhaps for the broader population. And then we're looking at full approval of these vaccines as opposed to just the authorization for emergency use, which is kind of a provisional designation. A lot of employers and the military have been waiting for a full approval before mandating vaccinations for their employees. So that could really have a big impact. And we could see a fairly serious change in how we approach vaccinations in a couple of weeks.
John Rockoff, health business editor at the Wall Street Journal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Oscar. Take care.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.